My name is Vinicius Buffon. I'm from Brazil, and I hope you guys can understand me. This is part of my PhD work, and I work under the advice of Dr. Robert Lascano. He's a research leader at USDA unit in Lubbock, and I'm a Texas Tech student. And also, we have our research associate, Jill Booker. The main objectives of my thesis are the first to compare Hydro's 2D model, water infiltration and redistribution simulations of subsurface drip with experimental observations. And the next objective is using Hydro's 2D to simulate and optimize irrigation management strategies for water conservation. For this presentation specifically, I'm going to be concentrated on the first objective. This is a picture of our field site, and we're measuring the subsurface drip irrigation infiltration and redistribution in the soil profile. We have a 1 meter spacing column. The subsurface drip irrigation is buried 30 centimeters below the soil surface. And we have alternate rows, drip line. So one drip line for two column rows. This is an Amarillo soil series, a sandy clay loam, mostly. We have three different irrigation treatments, 7.5, 2.5, and 5 millimeters. These irrigation treatments represent the range of well capacity in Texas High Plains. And we collect year data for 2 years, 2008 and 2009 growing seasons. So the objective is to compare the water infiltration and redistribution soil profile. So we have here in the left side our model, and we have 30 points, 30 observation points, and we're simulating the volumetric water content in these 30 points in the profile for the three treatments. And we have in the same spots, right? The same right spots, we have sensors measuring the volumetric water content. In order to measure the volumetric water content, we used time domain reflectometry, TDR, and we calibrated using gravimetric sampling. After calibration, we're still talking about 2.5% accuracy. Let me go back here. I want to show here the profile. So this is the top of the bed. We have the cotton plant here. This is the wet furrow. This is the dry furrow. And here's the irrigation drip line. And we have sensors from the top of the soil surface down to a meter. And readings are done every 10 minutes and average hourly. For the simulation, we're using Hydro's 2D model. And basically what it does, you input the soil properties, transpiration, evaporation, the crop roots, spatial distribution and water uptake, and irrigation, rain. And what Hydro's will do, it's going to solve Richard's equation for each point, each node of the soil profile, and generates water content maps. For the soil inputs for Hydro's, we measured texture, bulk density, water retention, and hydraulic conductivity. This is a ditch where we're sampling the soil. We have 27 soil sampling points for each irrigation treatment, and those samples were taken to the lab. And basically what we have is the clay content varying from around 25 to close 40% in the bottom of the soil profile, while the sand percentage doesn't change much along the soil profile. The difference here is obviously silt. For the soil bulk density, we found kind of higher values than expected, ranging from 1.5 to 1.65 grams per cubic centimeters. And here you can clearly see that we have higher bulk densities around 30 centimeters depth, and again in the bottom of the soil profile. Soil water retention, field capacity roughly 20-25%, increasing in the bottom, and wilting point ranging from 9 to close 18% in the bottom of the soil profile. Here is a good picture of our soil. We have two very distinguished layers. From 0 to around 30 centimeters, we have hydraulic conductivity close to 50 centimeters per day, and then it drops abruptly from the 30 to the bottom of the profile to values lower than 10 centimeters a day. For the plant transpiration, we use SAP flow gauge, measuring 6 plants per treatment, and the transpiration, the plant transpiration, was converted to plot transpiration, normalizing the data with the leaf area index. For the leaf area index, the plant leaf area index, we used a destructive method, running the leaves through a scanner. And for the plot leaf area, we used LIQOR LAI 2000. For the evaporation, we assumed that it would be the difference between the calculated crop evapotranspiration, FAO 56, minus the transpiration. Once more, the readings were done every 10 minutes and every hourly. This is a picture of our evapotranspiration in Lubbock for the 5.0 millimeters treatment. The yellow is evaporation, the hourly data here. The blue is the transpiration, and adding those two up, we have our evapotranspiration. Or for this treatment, our maximum crop evapotranspiration was 10 millimeters per day, transpiration 8.6, and evaporation 1.4. Talking a little bit more about what we do with hydrous, the modeling steps. First thing is defining the domain geometry. And here's once more the top of my bed. Here's the wet furrow, the dry furrow, and here my drip line. Our domain goes from the soil surface down to 1.25 meters. And then you define your variably finite element mesh. Hydrous will solve Riesz equations through each node, one by one here. Then you distribute your soil material, and all that characterization we did in the field goes here. We divide the soil in layers and we distribute what is the soil properties. Then you define your root water uptake ratio. Here, all the transpiration values you put here will be uptaken in a different rate that varies from 0 to 1. You can see here that the root is concentrated around the drip line. The blue here, the dark blue, is 1. And this red here is 0. Then you input your initial water content. In this case, we used our TDR data. And then you define your boundary conditions, or atmospheric boundary conditions here, the free drainage boundary condition. Here around the emitter, we have the variably flow condition. And in gray here is no flow. We just assume that by symmetry in the soil profile here and there, we don't have flow. Then you set the water flow parameters in hydrous and run. This is kind of what hydrous gives you as an output. You can see here the soil drying out as it gets red. Here you're gonna see the irrigation pools happening, the water being redistributed in the soil profile. You can see here the soil drying out as the roots uptake the water. And once more, an irrigation post. This is the kind of output we get. And what I'm gonna show here in terms of results is a set of data that goes from the day 218 to day 246 for the 2009 season. And here we have the rain in yellow, and the green are the irrigation events. So we have several irrigation events in our simulation time, simulation period. And so we have, from hour 0 to hour 696 during those 29 days. And for each of these white lines here, each hour, we have a comparison between our 30 irrigated values and our 30 simulated values. So what I'm showing here, each of these points are a comparison for one of the 696 hours. I have 40 of them here. And what you can see is that we have a, for the 5 millimeter street beam again, we have our error ranging from 3 up to 6% from the beginning of the season. Sorry, for the beginning of the simulation period to the end of the simulation period. This increase in error was expected. As simulation goes on, we introduce more error. If we divide those points by time of irrigation, before irrigation, right after irrigation, 12 or 24 hours after irrigation, it makes no difference. It means that the hydro's precision accuracy doesn't matter if when you take the readings. Here is our measurement error, or TDR measurement error, after specific field calibration. And here is the common error for most equipments that measure volumetric water content. So the picture here is that using this simulation model, we can have roughly the same accuracy that we have with most of our equipments measuring volumetric water content. As the conclusion, we could say that hydro simulations were in good agreement when compared to field measurements. And once more, attention should be paid as you continue add time on your simulation due to the error accumulation. And hydro's error is satisfactory for irrigation management studies. And I want to acknowledge my advisor, Dr. Robert Lascano, my PhD committee members, our research associate, great support, Jill Booker, and my research team, and my financial support, Texas AgriLife, Texas Tech University, and USDA. Thank you.
Questions for our final speaker before the break? Yes, Freddie.
Yeah, you showed that the errors accumulated with the hydrants 2D. How could you assume that the errors with the soil water sensors would not be more random wall and that they would not accumulate? Why would they accumulate?
Thank you for the question. At the same time, we were measuring this volumetric water content with a neutron probe. And all the readings in a TDR, they're absolute readings, and they don't accumulate. I don't add. It's kind of every reading is a new reading. But even though we're checking it with TDR, and our error stay the same.
So are you saying that it was 5% with the...
Yes, yes. And the same range of values occur with the 2.5 and 7.5 millimeters treatment. It means that even changing the gradient between the amount of water in the left side close to the irrigation treatment in the right side where the soil gets really dry, the error stays the same.
Any other questions for this speaker? I think we have time for any questions for any of the other speakers in this session before the break. Okay, let's thank our speaker.
Thank you.